Therapeutic assessment for adolescents with self-harm. Pilot study aims and method. Adolescents presenting with self-harm have poor adherence to community follow-up. Poor adherence is a principal obstacle to treatment delivery and is associated with poor psychosocial outcomes. Therapeutic assessment is a novel method of assessing adolescents with self-harm. We compared therapeutic assessment with assessment as usual in a pilot study of 38 adolescents referred for psychosocial assessment following self-harm. Results. Significantly more adolescents assessed with therapeutic assessment than with usual assessment attended the first community follow-up appointment. 75% votes 40%, W2 equals 3.89, P 0.05, and engaged with services, 62% v 30%, W2 equals 4.49, P 0.05. A range of intervention studies have shown effects in reducing self-harming ideation and or behavior in adolescents. Wood et al., 2001, Huey et al., 2004. Despite these advances, poor adherence to follow-up is a major obstacle in providing practical help to adolescents who self-harm, with up to 77% non-adherent with outpatient treatment. Troutman et al., 1993. Poor adherence to community follow-up was demonstrated in a local audit of emergency self-harm presentations. Agrinen, 2006. Research indicates that adolescents who engage with follow-up after a self-harm presentation are likely to attend on average 4 to 6 follow-up appointments, most within the first 3 months. Rotherham Boris et al., 2000. Spirito et al., 2002. There is growing evidence that non-adherence is a marker of poor psychosocial outcomes in these young people. Kremniter et al., 2001, Votta and Mannion, 2004. Studies aimed at improving adherence to follow-up care, for example, Rotherham Boris et al., 1996, Spirito et al., 2002, have shown modest results. Most have used a single therapeutic modality with highly trained therapists and significant resources. We designed a pragmatic quasi-experimental study of therapeutic assessment, a brief, manualized model based on cognitive analytic therapy, which can be delivered in different settings by professionals from a range of disciplines. It was predicted that therapeutic assessment versus assessment as usual would lead to better adherence to the first follow-up appointment, as required by the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, NICE, guidelines, 2004, and better engagement with community follow-up. Clinical implications. Young people assessed using therapeutic assessment may be more likely to engage with community follow-up. A therapeutic intervention at the time of the initial assessment might be necessary to enable future therapeutic work. Method. Adolescents aged 12 to 18 years, who had self-harmed and been referred for a psychosocial assessment, were eligible. Referrals came either from accident and emergency departments of two inner London hospitals, or by general practitioner to local child and adolescent mental health services, CAMHS. Exclusion criteria were gross reality distortion, for example, due to psychosis or intoxication, known history of moderate or severe learning disability, lack of fluent English, risk of violence, or the need for inpatient admission. 7 frontline clinicians from various ethnic backgrounds, with no research experience in self-harm, received 10 hours of training in therapeutic assessment. 5 were trainee psychiatrists, 1 a nurse, and 1 a clinical psychologist. Clinicians were divided into 2 matched groups, 4 continued usual assessment, 3 implemented therapeutic assessment. Cases and controls were ascertained by logging referrals, cross-checked with hospital and community electronic records. All patients were followed for 17 weeks after emergency presentation. Measures, attendance at the first follow-up, engagement with services, defined as attending 50% or more of offered appointments, excluding cancellations. Attendance was analyzed on intention to treat basis. Assessments. Assessment as usual included a standard psychosocial history and risk assessment, following NICE guidelines. Assessment letters were sent to the community team and a copy to the family. If community follow-up was appropriate, the young person received written appointment details. Therapeutic assessment included 1. Standard psychosocial history and risk assessment. 2. A 10-minute break to review information and prepare. 3. Joint construction of a diagram based on cognitive analytic therapy, reciprocal roles, core pain, maladaptive procedures. 4. Identifying the target problem. 5. Considering and enhancing motivation for change. 6. Searching for potential exits, using methods such as examining influence and control, reviewing past exits, future-oriented reflexive questioning, problem-solving, exploring alternative views of core pain, and behavioral techniques like relaxation. 7. Summarizing in an understanding letter, including the diagram and possible exits, with an invitation for further exploration. The aims were to develop a joint understanding of difficulties, enhance motivation for change, instill hope, and explore alternatives to self-harm. Monthly group supervision was provided. Results. Over 5 months, 38 referrals were received, 19 to therapeutic assessment, 19 to usual assessment. 31 met inclusion criteria and all participated. Groups did not differ significantly on baseline characteristics except assessment setting. Therapeutic assessment more often occurred at tertiary CAMHS. Attendance at first follow-up was significantly higher with therapeutic assessment. 75%, 12 of 16, versus 40%, 6 of 15, W2 equals 3.89, P 0.05. Subsequent engagement with services was also higher. 62%, 8 of 13, versus 30%, 3 of 10, W2 equals 4.49, P 0.05. Logistic regression adjusting for assessment setting confirmed the effect, or equals 11.92, 95% CI 1.27 to 112.22, P 0.04. Discussion. This study focused on improving adherence to community follow-up, a principal obstacle in delivering therapy to adolescents with self-harm. Compared to other studies, Rotherham Boris et al., 2000, Spirito et al., 2002, this study shows a more robust improvement in adherence. Therapeutic assessment, initially a modification of cognitive analytic therapy, developed unique features to meet diverse needs of young people presenting with self-harm. Using a single therapeutic method is unlikely to engage all such adolescents. A variety of tools may be needed. The study was quasi-experimental, with the usual limitations of non-randomized design. Clinicians were matched, but unmeasured therapist variables may have influenced outcomes. Significantly more young people in the therapeutic assessment group were assessed at tertiary CAMHS, possibly indicating lower severity and greater motivation to engage. Follow-up appointments were generally not arranged the same day. Notifications were sent by letter. All follow-ups were with a community team, changing the clinical setting for those initially assessed in emergency departments. It is feasible to establish a training program in therapeutic assessment with evaluation and supervision. Further evaluation is needed in non-urgent self-harm cases and other patient groups. Therapeutic assessment will be further evaluated in a randomized study. Declaration of interest. None. Acknowledgements. We thank Dr. Peter Hindley for his contribution and advice, supported by the Psychiatry Research Trust.